Today is Thursday, November 7th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Men Make Dinner Day. I feel like that's not really taking into account gay relationships, because I feel like that's really focused on straight couples with a man and a woman. What about gay couples who are both men? Not that everything has to be about us, but come on. I make dinner every night, and I am a man. It's also National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day. Oh, there's another thing we can worry about our dogs getting or coming down with or developing. National Retinol Day. I need to start using that. I do use moisturizer every night. It is such a pain. Putting on moisturizer is such a pain. It's National Cashback Day. And last but not least, it is National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. How specific can we get? It is National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds and Flaky Salt and Caramel. It's like these companies are just trying to promote their own products by, hey, can you put in a national day for this? So Gary in Portland messaged, you guys, first of all, I'm trying to remain upbeat on this episode. You guys do not listen to my show for downers. And so I don't want to pretend that everything is okay. I got very little sleep last night and woke up at 3 a.m. to check my phone and got election results on my phone, and then proceeded to not be able to go back to sleep. I snapped at my boss today in my one-on-one, but I don't want to dwell. I'm trying not to dwell. So, and I don't want you guys to have to dwell. So that's all I'm going to mention. And maybe some of you are happy as well. I don't know. Some of my listeners may be. So there you go. But we accept and we move on and we fight the fight. When I say we accept, I mean we don't do irrational things like storm the Capitol. Anyway, regardless, we keep fighting the good fight and potentially move to Iceland, because we loved it when we visited there, and if it wasn't so cold, dang it. Gary in Portland says, you went to the football game. I don't understand what you mean, Gary. Yes, I went to the football game. I talked about it, but thank you for your message. Gary also says, that was my response to you not remembering what you did on Saturday. Oh, you got it before I... There you go. He explained himself. You got it before I hit send. Okay. Yes, that's what I did on Saturday. Thank you, Gary. He must literally text while listening. That's so cool. Thanks for doing that, Gary. You all should do that. Tony says, on your podcast yesterday, you said you were talking about the plane crash and about 11 people died, but you weren't one of them. That made me about crash my car from laughter. How do you know, Tony, that I am not podcasting from beyond the grave? At this point today, I feel like I am podcasting from beyond the grave, because I just cannot put up with life anymore. And I don't need to call any suicide helplines. I'm good. But yeah, I didn't realize that I said that, Tony. And I also didn't want to make light of people dying, because it's not funny when people die, but I don't know. It just, and I don't know. I'm glad you got a laugh out of it, is all I've got to say. I have nothing. I'm speechless. I didn't realize I said that. Tony also says, if you ever hear of a fatal car accident on Illinois 121, it was probably because I heard something you say and I couldn't control myself. So make sure somebody says something nice about me. Okay, Tony. I didn't realize I was that funny. Joe Batance will not listen. So Joe Batance is a friend of mine who I do a podcast with. For some of you, you may not know who he is. And you have to be a Patreon member for Afterthought Media to get it because it's behind a paywall. I think part of it is not behind a paywall. I think he may release old episodes or something. I don't know. Regardless, I don't know how you subscribe other than just being a patron. But he used to listen to Geeky Gay religiously. And he told me at one point, I had to stop listening because you stress me out. Because apparently I live my life irrationally. I don't, or he gets heart palpitations by some things that I say and or do. I don't know. I feel like I do a pretty good job. Like I hold down a job. I mean, I may not love my job, but it makes a good living and I have a good relationship and I love my partner and I do some of my hobbies that I enjoy, like playing the trumpet and podcasting, and am able to fit that in to my life. And I also vote. So, you know, there's many things that I am successful, but for whatever reason, my show stresses him out. And so I'm glad that someone gets a little bit of laughter from my show. It's not necessarily a comedy show. It's a personal journal, but hey, if I say something crazy and you get a laugh out of it, that's a good thing. So I kind of went off at my boss today, I was saying. So, and it is totally my problem. It is not my boss's problem. But I cannot handle criticism, especially when I feel helpless. Like I don't know how to solve the thing that I'm being criticized for. It's one of the reasons I hate being in management, because so much of my job is delegating and having other people do things, and I don't deal well with that because I'm being judged by how other people are following my orders, and I would rather be the one following the orders and be judged on my output. And she says something and she says, this is like the third or fourth time we've had this conversation. You're not supposed to be doing this. You need to be having your engineers do it because I want you focusing on this other thing that is really your job. And I got so upset on the end because, as we know, I'm a people pleaser and I want everything to be perfect all the time. And the first thought that comes to my head is she's going to fire me. Or I'm going to get a below expectation on my eval because eval season is coming up. And so all of these worried thoughts come into my head. And but instead of apologizing, I argue with her and say, well, I disagree with you. I think I should be doing this. And then I say, it was our one-on-one. And then I say, I don't have anything else for you. I'm irritated. Which is not a professional thing to say. I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about this on Friday. I get so emotional when I'm criticized. It is so difficult. So I messaged her in Slack later and said, hey, I just wanted to apologize for my unprofessional tone. It is not your job to make me feel better. It is my job to fix whatever the issue is. And I didn't handle that well. She hasn't responded yet, which I'm a little bit... It's been a couple of hours since I sent that message. Now I'm wondering if she really is going to fire me tomorrow. She won't. We have a process. You can't just fire somebody. You have to put them on a performance improvement plan. And then if you don't see improvement, then you can fire them. And there's a series of months where they're given a deadline to improve, and I have never been put on a performance improvement plan in my life, but I know that's the process, so nothing has even been mentioned about that. But again, I can't handle criticism. I can't. All right, so what else? Nothing else has really been going on. We did our grocery shopping last night. And I was going to cook, and I actually started chili in the Instant Pot, but I did the slow cooker setting. And then we went to the grocery store, but I just decided I wasn't in the mood for chili. And so we got Panda. And I had the orange chicken and honey sesame chicken with half white rice, half chow mein. Had some cream cheese rangoons, which is perfect. I love it that they don't put crab meat in them because, you know, not a big fan of seafood. And then we watched Agatha All Along because Daniel has been harping me to watch that so that he can discuss it with me. And so we watched that, and then we eventually went to bed, and that was it. That was our evening. I was avoiding news because I didn't want to watch the whole analysis paralysis all night long. And every state turning red or blue or green or purple or rainbow. Like, I just didn't want to. So we occasionally looked at our phones to see the progress, but we watched Agatha All Along to stay sane. Now I'm going to ignore everything for a while to try to regain my sanity. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.